Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is, what's the name of the show?
I keep wanting to say some of you. I'm like,
me too. I always say to myself, I'm so glad she said that because I would have said to some of you. The Lois Effect. And my name is Liz. Hi, girl.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, thank you. It seems so long since Thursday, and it really hasn't been. Mm-hmm. But I guess between what's-his-name getting hospitalized with the corona and everything else, I don't know, it seems like it was so long since we did a show, and it really wasn't. But here we are on this wacky platform. Giving it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
And my apologies for anyone who happens to be in the chat. Blog Talk is just dragging today, so I think it'll show up. Can't really access the chat room right now, or does it look like? All right, maybe just really slow loading. But anyway,
okay.
So I know you were not going to be on the show Thursday.
No. This is very kind of spontaneous and amazing. But I have mentioned this now friend, but a wonderful woman named Teresa Crozier, who Anna also knows. Mm-hmm. And I met Teresa, it would be 2 years ago in July. And I had... my divorce had just gotten finalized in June, and my youngest son was away at camp, and my oldest was away doing something college-related or whatever. So I had like a little window that I wasn't responsible, for my kids. Now they're older, but back then I think my youngest was just turned 13. So I can't be gallivanting about, and my older son wasn't around. So I had this opportunity, and I was so depleted. I actually felt like I needed to be hospitalized. It was just such this incredible journey, having gone through the process and the aftermath and everything. And I knew that wasn't the way to go. And I was intuitively led to a website called Retreat Finder, which I recommend anybody wanting to go on a retreat. It's a great platform. And I also knew I liked the idea of going on a retreat, but I did not like the idea of dealing with a lot of people or even several people or even a few people. And it just wasn't what I needed energetically, but I felt led, like just looking to see what's going on with the retreats. Maybe there's something out there for you. And lo and behold, I come up on this website and it is solo retreats. I'm like, ding, ding, ding. So I look it up and I'm like, oh, Albuquerque, New Mexico. My whole life I've always wanted to go to New Mexico. Never had the opportunity. Always wanted to go. Hmm. And in my opinion, as affordable as an Airbnb, but it's a retreat, and you get your place to stay, you get your meals, and you have a customized, facilitated, one-on-one retreat experience in New Mexico with a master acupuncturist, healer, herbalist, the whole deal. Now, before you sign up, you have like a preliminary phone call that's supposed to be like 15 minutes. We were on the phone for like an hour and a half, and we just got on great. And she knew, I told her, you know, that I've been doing this podcast. At that point, we had been doing it for 8 or 9 years, and that you know, dead people talk to me and I pick up on things, et cetera, et cetera. And there are a lot of rules, and you can't leave the property when you're there. And it's not like it's strict and you're being locked up and it's, you know, whatever. But it's not a vacation. It's like you go on vacation after the retreat. And I was not needing a vacation. She actually said to me, when everything was said and done, she said, if you went on vacation, you probably would have gotten sick. So the fact that I felt like it was facilitated healing. So I walk in there, me and all of my New York insanity, and I said to her, I'm going to break every rule, and we're going to become really good friends. And she's looking at me with the side eye like, who is this bitch who's in my face saying she's going to break every rule? So guess what? I broke every rule, and we've become very dear friends. And I'm happy to say, I knew it was going to happen, and I'm happy to say that not only did my son do a retreat months later, because I told him how amazing it was. Anna also saw her, I think it's about a year ago.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think she saw Teresa about a year ago. So that fills me with such joy. But what's so cool is I'm not going on retreat. I'm going to hang out with, you know, she's my dear friend. And what's so interesting and so beautiful, I'll circle back a little bit. So she doesn't know what to make of me. I'm doing my retreat. I'm trying to be like I've always been a rebel my whole life. So I'm trying to be like the good, you know, the good girl in boarding school, you know, with the headmistress. And I wake up the next day, and her house is really beautiful. It's a great setup, and I'm so excited to be going back there. So I wake up the next day. She's in the kitchen. We're having breakfast, and I said, someone's mother's upset with them. She's like, excuse me, what? And I said, someone's mother's upset with them. She goes, oh, my God. I'm like, what? Talk to me. So the room that I was staying in, the previous tenant lives across the street, but her mother, the previous tenant was a woman who passed away, and her daughter lives across the street. It's Teresa's neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman was not having it, the mother. I said, someone's mother is upset. She said, oh, my God, my neighbor's mother lived in this house, and she actually passed in the room that you're staying in. I said, well, they got some unfinished business. Okay, so meanwhile, this is my retreat, right? But I'm not, you know, I'm easy, whatever. I'm like playing with the dog. I'm in the back. I'm whatever, doing my, you know, she's great. She has everything where you meditate for a long time. You do Qigong, like it's facilitated. We do these exercises. So we did some exercises. I really wanted to be in a place to start learning to forgive the situation, forgive myself, forgive my ex-husband, forgive everything. It was a lot, and because she's a master in Oriental medicine and acupuncture, it was like the exorcism part 10 when she did the best acupuncture of my life, the best. Mm. So we did my retreat, but the second day, she had her neighbor come over, and she watched me, and I did it. You know, it was just out of whatever. I did it. She said, would you give her a reading? I said, sure. So we're in her garden. I meet her neighbor, who is very scared, uber, uber, uber religious. Like, I don't know, quite born again, but like a cross between, you know, Bible thumping and born again. Like, she was very close to that spectrum. And all of this information came out about her mother and about closure. And then the mother also needed Teresa to release her spirit from the house. So then the next day, we're opening windows, we're ringing bells, we're burning sage, you know, and it's my retreat. But what was so cool about that, but I'm not mad at that. I'm like, okay, I told her I was going to break every rule and you know, not be the typical, you know, retreat client. And what's so cool, we've been in touch ever since, and she had referred, no, yes, she had told several of her circle about me, and I was actually supposed to go celebrate Mother's Day with her and spend the weekend, and she booked 4 private readings with 4 different people that wanted me to do in-person sessions.
Nice.
So of course, yeah, and I'm like, yes, it's a business trip, yes. So that didn't happen. Thank you, Corona. But I had the privilege and pleasure of reading these 4 women who then referred other people to me, thank you, Jesus, on Zoom. One
nice.
Of the women, yes, one of the women who I read, and I mentioned this a couple times already on the air, but I'll say it again. I read her, let's say, not even 8 weeks ago when I was reading the New Mexico people. And one of the things that came out in the reading, I said, you really feel like you're running out of time. A week later, she came down. She was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. They thought it was corona because some of the symptoms were similar with the chest and the lungs and all of that. And then 2 weeks later, she passed away.
Mm.
And that's so it might be very interesting if I'm there, like if I'm going to pick up on this woman's energy. But I'll get to meet at least one or two of the other women that I read in person. So not that I have scheduled readings, but of course if somebody wants me to give them a reading, I will be happy to do that. But it's this beautiful full circle where I came in there as this like, you know, I had 2 broken wings and I was blindfolded. And now I'm coming back where I had the wonderful experience of reading 4 people from there. And this one woman who passed away, she was also a client of Teresa's. So while she was in hospice and Teresa was sort of, you know, supervising her care and everything, mm-hmm. It was so amazing to have these conversations where we're talking about our shared client. And not that we were
right.
revealing any, you know, discretionary information, but it was so cool to kind of meet somebody where they are in an equal playing field. Very, very interesting. So I had no problem rebooking the ticket. I'm hearing that the air in the airplanes is cleaner than the air in your house. Which is a little scary because of the filtration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy with American Airlines. I'm loyal to them because I have miles with them. But I'm hearing that American Airlines doesn't have the middle seat free like JetBlue does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to be a pretty full flight. But...
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, I would hope that they would do temperature checks and screenings and things at the airport. I think there's no guarantee of that. I'm just have to put myself in that protective bubble and keep my mask on. And I'm glad I'm on the smaller side, so I can sort of, you know, if I have to put myself into a fetal position to turn my back to somebody or what have you. There's only one seat, one leg as far as it's. It's 2 planes coming, 2 planes coming back. I managed to get an aisle seat for every flight except for one, where I'm going to be in the middle for like 2.5 hours.
Mm.
And I will just tough it out. I mean, what can I do?
Right.
But it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, though. I think United and American don't free up that middle seat. Like, how are they able to do that?
Interesting.
And I found out after the fact. You know? What can I do?
Hmm.
But I'm going to be looking into JetBlue from now on. Go ahead.
It's an exciting trip, though. I mean, that's a, so you'll be back some point.
Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah, it's just a long weekend. I can't really, I have to make sure my son shows up to school, you know, virtually. And, it's, for right now, it's a time to go away that I'm comfortable with. But I'm going to milk every nanosecond,
mm-hmm.
since we really can't go to too many places, you know. And even going on a friend's New York City terrace is like going on vacation for me right now,
mm-hmm.
because our options are so limited. But I'm looking forward to when, I'm not sure yet with Georgia, but I'm looking forward when other states aren't on that list, and New Mexico recently got off of the list of you have to quarantine and all. Otherwise, I wouldn't go. Like, this is, it just got off. So that's why we decided, okay, let's go. And when I went there 2 years ago in July, it was that hot desert heat. And I'm really looking forward to going there when the weather should be pretty magnificent. And I'm just going for the adventure. I'm easy breezy. It's like I don't have to plan nothing. So,
I love it.
Yeah, I'm
I love
excited.
It.
I can't wait to tell you guys
trip.
About it on Tuesday. Yeah, thank you. I'm really, really excited. And yeah, I'll be excited when Georgia's off of the list, so that either you guys can come see me or I can come see you guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. That's exciting. Yay.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I want to take a little trip. I'm just looking at my schedule, and I mean, we're going to do a long weekend with my family.
Yeah,
in the mountains. However, that weekend is also looking like everyone and their brother wants to do a wine tour.
Oh no!
So
of course,
I've got to find.
Isn't that always
drivers.
The way?
I know. I was just trying to get through October, and now, you know, obviously November is filling up, and it's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem.
I'm just having to be aware of, you know, what am I promising to people? Because I'm like, I hate promising stuff and then
right.
have it kind of fall through the cracks.
But you got to
do
you too. So you got to find that balance.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Wasn't gonna. In fact, that's exactly why I picked the latest possible weekend that this Blue Ridge Scenic Railway is operating for their fall, you know, colors tour.
Nice.
And that so the weekend I picked was the last day of the last weekend, and I figured that would give me time to get through October, and then I'm hoping the leaves are. I haven't changed, but you know, it's hard to tell when that's going to hit. Like sometimes it's like having fall weather here is like, or spring can be, like, you know, just a day. And then it's just blazing hot, you know?
Right. Right.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that, that we, regardless, I don't really care. I just like being out in nature. So I don't care if the leaves on the trees or not and what color they are. I think just being at a cabin, being out of the city.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Yeah, and just exploring a different part of the South is going to be great. So that's like a month from now. Almost a month from now.
Wow. So that's
exactly
good.
Exactly a month from now. As a matter of fact, exactly a month.
So. No, it's great that we're sort of beginning to venture out a teeny little bit,
mm-hmm.
which is good. And, we'll see what happens. I mean, with the weather beginning to, you know, it's beginning to get a little chillier here in New York, and there's a couple of hot spots now that aren't looking good. Thank goodness, not anywhere near me, but they've had to do like lockdowns again for like 11 zip codes. Unfortunately, it's targeted with the Hasidic and Orthodox communities.
Oh.
And it's not good. It's not good. It hasn't affected Manhattan, where I live, but a lot of parts of Brooklyn and a couple of areas in Queens. Not good. And then if you see the ripple effect of the Supreme Justice swearing-in ceremony, whatever the hell that was, well, that was a super spreader event. And I know, and I have felt this from the beginning, I know that Mr. What's-His-Name President is coming across like, oh, I'm home, and I'm just defiant with throwing the mask, and all of that circling around in a car, putting the drivers at risk,
right.
Talking to people, all of that nonsense. But when he's been on, and I don't watch that, but just the little blips, I would really pay close attention to his eyes, and I'm like, he is not as well as he's presenting. Mm. And whatever they're doing behind the scenes to, like, you know, scotch tape himself together so he can, you know, have a photo op or whatever, I don't know. This isn't over yet. This isn't over. And I've never been one to really get into, like, all the debates and all of that. But tomorrow night, I want to see Miss Kamala do her thing. But it, yeah, because there she, the vice president nominees are debating that tomorrow night.
Okay.
I did watch half of the first debate, and it just reminded me of frat boy hazing. The energy is so toxic and so bad, so I can't, you know, get too into it, but as a responsible adult, yeah, we got to know what's going on somewhat, or at least peripherally.
Right.
Yeah. But I feel energetically he's way sicker than they're reporting, and I don't buy any of these photo ops at all. This isn't done yet. So let's see if I'm right, you know. I tend to be somewhat accurate. Word on the street is. Yeah. That's what they tell me. Yeah. So I've been told.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. I don't buy this, like, miraculous recovery. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
And we all know so many people who have battled corona, and it could really knock you over, and at 74 years old and morbidly obese and everything else, I don't know. So we'll see. And I can only imagine what the conspiracy theorists are saying. Did he make it up? Is he really not sick? You know, I can only imagine what's going. I mean, I'm not paying attention, but I can only imagine, you know. Watch what? It's crazy.
Yeah. That I do not know. I know a lot of my people on my feed who are, I wouldn't say they're happy that he got it, but they are making some comments, definitely, that it's like, oh, so, you know, all of a sudden it's now everyone's concerned. No, now you're concerned about people getting it, you know, and it only took you know, having it to show any kind of, I don't even know if it's empathy, but to make it somewhat of a priority and to address it in a particular way. But, I think I was shocked when I heard about it. I'm like, what? Then I'm like thinking about the whole situation. I'm like, well, kind of not surprised. Who was it? The, one of the, he was a previous, person. He, Herman Cain, his last name. I don't remember. Can't remember. But he was, African-American, Republican.
Who, oh yes. He was running for president.
And,
right, he
yeah.
passed away, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And he had gotten it too, I think, is what that boiled down to, was that he had attended some rally and there were pictures of him on his post. You know, he was just hanging out, no mask with a bunch of other people.
Oh, my God.
And then,
oh, my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember when I heard about all that, you know, I don't wish that. I don't wish that to happen to anybody, you know.
Absolutely not.
But regardless of your politics, it's, you know, that's just, it's a sucky thing to get. But it's interesting how people will trade it out and spin it. And even, you know, the president has been able to spin it like, oh, like whatever, he's got access to the healthcare that he needs. He
right.
can,
experimental
he can get
treatments
that taken
other
care
people,
of.
Right. Other people don't have access
people,
to that.
Other
right.
people can't, they get turned away. So,
yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So, anyway, moving on.
Yes,
moving
let's
on.
Move on. Let's not talk about her. Moving on.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't recall any crazy dreams. I'm just, I think for me, I'm realizing how tired I am. I've had Sunday off, and I knew I was going to take a little bit of a break. I said, I'm going to sleep in. I slept. Like, I think I turned off my alarm. I know I turned it off at some point. I know I went to the restroom a couple times, and it's cold. I went back to sleep. I snuggled under the covers, and I eased my way out of bed. It was probably a little after noon.
Good, though.
And I was thinking,
amazing.
I probably should go outside for a little bit, but I'm like, I'm going to go back to bed, I think. I was just ready to just veg out. And kudos to my cousin Anna, who decided to take this tour that was happening on Sunday, because I was going to do it, but I really, really didn't want to do it. But, you know, as a business owner, like, if I have to, I will.
Of course.
But fortunately,
you're running that business.
Anna was kind enough to step in. And then even she was like, you know, I really don't want to, but I will, because she had already signed up to do a tour for Saturday. So she's like, you know, I wouldn't prefer to do back-to-back tours. I said, I know. Trust me. I get it. But I appreciate you.
Oh, she's the best. We love her. She's filling in. She's going to be listen on Thursday. She'll be filling in for me. And we love it when Anna's.
Yeah.
And I love when you guys are on, because then I can, like, I like to, like, listen, because then it's like a new show for me. Oh.
Well, the plan is to do it. I may change my mind and be like, you know what? I'm still going to skip Thursday.
Well, you can do
we
that.
May or may not
can,
have
oh, yes,
one.
Let me not speak. Let me not speak on your behalf. Okay.
My cousin
apologize.
Said she would co-host. So I said, well, okay. Well, let
right.
me just let me
okay.
just see how I feel.
Let's see how Madam feels. Let's see.
Yeah. I may not be up for it on Thursday.
I don't know that those that headset is so heavy. Oh. I don't know.
It pinches. It pinches.
Oh, the pinches. It pinches. The headset pinches. Ow. My ears. It hurts to talk.
Honestly, I think, like, the time changes is coming up this weekend.
Oh, damn. That's right. Oh, that's going to mess me up.
Okay.
No, it's not. it's Sunday, right?
Yeah, it happens Sunday. Well, I mean, but it just means that you sleep. I think you sleep in. You sleep in a little bit more.
I sleep in. Right.
Yeah, fall back. Spring forward.
We get that hour.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Good.
So.
And then it's going to get darker sooner, which I don't
it's
like.
It's already.
It's already
dark
starting.
In the mornings.
Right.
So I'm paying attention to that. I mean, the thing is, I have to stop looking at my phone in the mornings.
I know, right?
Because that's my alarm.
Right, me too. Yeah.
but I'll spend an inordinate amount of time looking at my phone, and then I'm like, oh, let me get out. But I'm already tired. Like, I'm just tired. I don't want to get out of bed. So I'm still listening to this this shaman, Alberto Rialdo, on Hay House.
Nice.
So I'm listening to him, and I'm finding, I'm very, like I said, I'm still very fascinated with it. I'm looking at some of the stuff that he's offering training. That's like crazy expensive. But understandable. I mean, understandable that there's a lot of time that goes into that. So I'm just feeling that out. I think I think that's a piece that's sort of missing from the things that I've already learned.
Right.
And it's kind of that magic to weave it all together. But the thing is, it's not about necessarily having to go and study under someone. I think that's part of it. I mean, it would help. But it's for me to live it and to do it. And to know why. Behind it, know the why behind it for me, and that's just, it's not so much the mental, academic thing, but it is, it's a way of showing reverence to a tradition or a ritual that I know has meaning, because when we sit down and eat and we say we bless our food, that's a ritual, that's something that's important, and it does a lot of things, it resets everybody, like, hey, you're entering a new phase of your day, where you're paying attention to this meal, and you're honoring the people who put it together, and the planet for growing it. And you can go way back and just to have that kind of energy into eating this meal that fuels you, and that gives you what you need. So you think, oh, I'm just going to sit down and eat. And we tend to live in that world where it's just, well, let me just get a quick bite, and I'm also multitasking, and I'm doing a lot of different things. So it is a treat to sit down and eat. And even if you don't do a formal prayer, but just pause for the moment and just say thank you. I think that just resets everything for that moment. And so know you're going in with this mindfulness, and I think it makes a difference in how you digest your food, no matter what you're eating.
Yep.
So then you sit and you enjoy. In feng shui, some of the little treatments and cures they'll give you is to put a bell, you have a bell on the door, and it's just a bell or a sound that tells you you're moving into a new space.
Right.
And obviously for shop owners, it's like, oh, who's coming to my store? It's as much an alert for you as it is for the shop owner or for whoever's in that space. It's just, now like, oh, well, you're leaving this space, or you're coming into the space. And that noise and that sound can help reset your way of thinking, your way of being. So what is your purpose and your intention for coming in or for leaving? So these are just little things that I like to pay attention to. And I found, over the last few days, I mean, really since the pandemic started, and I've spent a lot of time not being in my normal element of, being around a lot of people.
Right.
It's that I really have no patience for incredibly frivolous conversations to listen attentively, like on any Zoom call. I don't even turn the video on. I just have my picture up a lot of times. Because I just realized I can't hide my eye rolling. Like, my poker face is pretty bad. But that's also a reminder for me. Then I have to really look at, well, why am I in on this call? And so what was I intending when I agreed to do these things? And so it's not so much, I'm sticking it to the man or whatever. It's more of when I'm finding I'm acting that way, I need to be honest with myself and then say, well, will I continue to participate in this way, or will, you know, will I decide, you know what, I think I'm good, I'm out, I you know, this isn't what I need to be doing, or will I adjust how I am in that time, and you know, see where I can learn something, or where I can appreciate someone is still figuring stuff out. Sometimes the other person just doesn't quite know yet, and not that I know, but I can tell that it's uncomfortable.
Yep.
So I have to allow for that growth, and just, you know, be witness to that. And
exactly.
Inevitably, they get through it, and they obviously feel much better from it, from having gone through it in a safe space. So I have to just be very aware of all that. But the biggest thing is realizing, you know, I have to prioritize what's really important here.
Absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely. And what energy you want to engage in, not engage in, surround yourself, you know, expose yourself to, not expose yourself. Yeah, this is about mindful choices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, oh, my goodness, like, it's really, you know, New York has always been notoriously crazy, but now it's, like, crazy with the twist of corona. And when you could be out and about, and people are having, like, you know, a fist fight someplace, I'm like, I'm going to turn the corner. Like, I'm just not going to, there's a lot of crazy going on, and we're not doing that. We're not doing it. Or people that are so oblivious, like they think this has been a 7-month vacation.
Right.
But I'm like, no, excuse me? Yeah. Yeah. Like, no. This is like some hypervigilance and I just feel like this is such an opportunity to do inner work, to do outer work. Organize those closets, people. When are you going to have the chance to do that? Like, get your stuff, all the stuff you wanted to get done. Get it together. All those things, self-discovery, understanding, self-cultivation, and there's really not much room for frivolous energy with that, and to discern, and like what you said, it's like, okay, you're a witness to it. You're not going to judge it. And then to default to gratitude for all your growth, even though it might have been painful or treacherous to get there, but you're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's that growth. And the power of no. You know, they talk about the power of now, but the power of no. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I will not engage in this. I will not participate in this. And there's such a spectrum. I might have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, where I had met a friend of mine. We went to the botanical gardens because it's outdoor, social distance. And I'm like, this person is now she's a retired registered nurse. Her daughter was studying abroad in Barcelona, of course, had corona. My friend was hypervigilant. Nobody in the house got it. Everybody, you know, she was really on top of keeping her family safe. But even when I met this chick over 20 years ago, she was always chronically dissatisfied, chronically miserable. And when you have that as your base, and then something like this happens, you can really climb in, you know, fall into the rabbit hole without having any means, any foothold of climbing out of it. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not gonna see you before next year. Like, there's a few people, you know, like you're making the rounds where you're connecting. You haven't seen people in 4, 5, 6, 7 months. Maybe you're connecting, and I'm saying to myself, well, I'm glad I'm doing this because it's gonna be a minute before we see each other again, and that's not a bad thing. It's just a fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
No, it was the same thing. It's I met up with some friends over the weekend, and we had met I think the week before for another friend's birthday, and we were outside, you know, we were all gathering outside around a fire, someone's backyard, you know, fire pit type thing. It was nice, but I was very tired. And so I see, you know, same group of friends, not exactly the same people in attendance at this birthday party, again, backyard, fire. And my friend says, you know, my husband and I were, you know, we just miss seeing you. And he said that, he's like, I think we're losing Alisa.
That's an odd way to say that.
Yeah. And I said, that's interesting. I said, because I knew what she was talking about because I was very quiet.
You were shut down?
A little, I think. And I know I've over the course of the last few months when we were a group that used to get together fairly regularly.
Right.
But I think it shows when you're on a Zoom call, for example, who's really quiet, who's really participating.
Right. Yeah. It's exhausting, the Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I told her, I said, no, I get it. I said, and there are some people that I've known for years, you know, since college, and they are my friends, yet we're not super close. You know, we may travel in the same circles, and we have a lot of the same, you know, our group is that group dynamic. But
right.
I said, there are a handful of people that I'm obviously closer to and that I can have these really great conversations with. And that feeds my soul. So for this, you know, for this other person, as an example, it's a lot of pop culture stuff, and you know, whatever everyone's watching on Netflix. Which, by the way, I don't get Netflix, so there's a whole conversation there,
right?
That I have no interest in because
right.
I don't.
Right.
I'm not going to watch it, even if I have Netflix. I probably wouldn't watch it. It's just, you know, it. But that's. I start to realize, and I've noticed this over the years, not just since the pandemic, that the things that a lot of my friends are into as a way to pass the time, I'm like, that time for me is so precious.
Thank you.
That,
I'm so with you.
That, you know, I it's not a distraction to that. It's not time that I want to use as a distraction. And if I do, I'm certainly not going to be talking about it with more people to encourage it, you know.
No,
sense,
I'm like, get stuff done. Meditate.
Right.
Oh my, there's so much work. There's so much that you could look. I like my Netflix and I like my TV and da 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 da. But that's like the reward. That's like after, you know, that's like, okay, you put in your day. And you're going to enjoy whatever it is that you're going, you know, whatever way that you're going to entertain yourself, whatever you need to do. But oh my goodness, if that's your job, you know, I'm going to bake bread and watch Netflix all day. I mean, good for you. But oh God, no! This is such an opportunity. This to me is like all that stored, trapped trauma that you've had in there, warehoused to the point that, you know, you're bursting at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to heal and neutralize your trapped trauma. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing during COVID.
Right.
I'm healing.
Right.
Oh my God.
And I think that's just always been the level of conversation that I'd prefer to have with my friends. And so I get it because there's plenty of them are in high pressure jobs. And so, you know, when they are binging on whatever the latest thing is, you know, that is their escape.
They're relaxing. Of course.
Just,
I'm not mad
you know,
at that.
Now that we're all together, why would we talk about stuff that you just binge watched? Like, why would, you know, why would we spend such a big amount of time talking? And this is, I mean, overall, this is just something I've noticed over the years. Like, we talk about when we get together, we're not really creating memories necessarily. A lot of times,
you're just rehashing.
You're rehashing something that you've done.
Right.
And that's it.
So let me ask you this. So when they said, so let's circle back. So when they said, we might feel like we might be losing Elisa. So what happened from there?
Oh, well, then I had a good conversation with her about
mm-hmm.
where I was. And I, you know, a lot of things I just mentioned where, you know, there,
right.
there are things that I've not spent that time binge watching. And I don't even think I talked about, you know, the fact that if I did, I wasn't going to, like, ooh. Because what else can you say? Oh, I watched, you know, the whole
I saw Tiger
nine
King.
Seasons.
I saw Tiger King,
of,
too, but
know,
we don't have to keep talking about it.
Right.
Right.
So I just said, you know, I really do enjoy having these conversations. You know, we're just talking. Well, we're talking, but we're sharing about ourselves in different ways, and it's not just
right.
this. You know, I definitely wanted to go deeper, and I said sometimes it's not even that we have to talk, but just knowing that, like, me sitting here next to you is, and just being that presence, we're enjoying a fire, and that's it.
Right.
And you know, it doesn't have to be a lot of you know, everyone has having to put in their 2 cents necessarily, but it's just this feeling. I said, you know, you guys haven't lost me. I just think we haven't had that same level of
contact.
Conversation
right.
or contact. Yeah. Then
right.
that we can normally have. I said, when we're having dinner together, everyone can have their side conversations and you still, so you have a chance to chat. You have a chance to connect. On a Zoom call, you can't do that. And I said,
mm-hmm.
that's all we've had up until fairly recently when people started feeling a little more comfortable gathering outside.
Right.
And so it was, I think she understood where I was coming from. I said, but, you know, you haven't lost me. I said, I will just not, I think I told her the same thing. Like, I've had a very low threshold for,
right.
for what I feel is, you know, a waste of my time.
Right.
Or,
good for you.
Not where I want to direct my energy. So I'll stay quiet, or I'll just bow out. And it's not any different from what the my friend that I'm thinking about, you know, always has an exit plan, you know, to get out early because he's got stuff he's got to do, you know, whether that's binge watching whatever, or he's just honestly tired. But
right.
you know, that's how he's always been. I've known him since we were in college,
and
right. And so my. But it's interesting, you know, the sway that can be had when you're just on a roll, when you're talking about whatever you want to talk about.
Right.
I just choose usually not to engage, and
right.
because I don't always connect with him. In fact, out of the group, he's probably the one I connect with the least.
Wow.
I think it was a good conversation. I wouldn't say I was surprised. I think I was kind of, it was endearing to me that they,
I know,
you know,
it's kind of sweet.
That.
It's kind of sweet. Like they, you know, like the impact that you've made on them and, you know, they want you in their lives, or they want, you know, they want to
right.
know that you're present in their lives.
Right.
I'm really with you on that. And I think it's why we continue to do this podcast 11 years in, and I started the comedy podcast the end of May with brilliant people who live in my building that I'm really good friends with, and it all of those things is to feel like, okay, how can we flourish and heal during this time. And how can we enter this state of what I call conscious contentment while we're dealing with the slings and arrows of uncertainty and this pandemic and the chaos of this world right now? It's how can we become even more profound and deeper thinkers and come out with an experience? And I have to say, and I was asked this question of just yesterday, actually, do you feel like since Corona that your life has gotten better?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I have to say, I'm really surprised to say this. I have to say yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I have to say yes. I will never abandon myself the way I did for the majority of my life up until 7 months ago where I had I was on the bottom of the list. I just kept going like I was inhuman. The art of taking one's time but still having an incredibly full life and surrendering and knowing that all is well and all of that, absolutely. And it's being reflected. I am just as
right.
busy with work now, which is crazy, thank you God. I'm just as busy with work as I was before, except everything is from my home office where I used to do so much in person. I would say now it's like 80% home, 20% on site. It's a great balance. And I would have never had the time to have explored getting into a, I'm not going to call it a relationship because that scares me, but getting into a situationship, that scares me. I would never have the time. And I would be too busy now to start up something with somebody new now. There'd be no way. Like, that's how full my life is with things that it's work, it's income, it's fulfilling, it's what I love to do, it's content creation. I'm still finding a way to continue to tell stories for underserved communities, and I'm getting paid for it, thank you God. Or I'm getting booked to teach remotely on Zoom. I'm talking to, and please fingers crossed, tomorrow to NYU about doing a bunch of Zoom stuff for some of their acting students. I'm like, please, 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 please. So that's, yeah. So if we can find that conscious contentment and to say, wow, it's the most insane paradox, but my life is actually better today than it was 7 months ago. How is that?
Right.
But there we
well,
are.
And I think that, in fact, that was something that was talked about on one of the sessions I heard through Alberto Violdo about, you know, how shamans view things. And
right.
And that we tend to not make any major changes when things are going well, right? Because things are going
so
well.
So true. It's so we need that. It's, I don't know why we need it, but we need that to propel us. Right.
Yeah. So
good point.
This makes you, it makes you look at something differently, because if it's perplexing enough, or if it, I hate to say, if it hurts enough, if it's inconvenient enough, you know, you want to do something about it. And a lot of times we look at that point, whatever the starting point is, but it's not really the starting point. Just like when most people call in, that first question is not really the main reason why they're calling.
What's going on, right? Where's my money? Where's
but
my name?
They don't even know. They have to start somewhere. So
yeah,
you just start somewhere.
Absolutely. That's an excellent point. And we have noticed this on the air, and I've noticed it in private readings, where I might say something that I got in meditation, because I take a lot of notes, and then we discuss these notes and we sort of figure out what it all means. And I'll say something like waffle iron. Like, oh, that's my grandmother. No, that's not important. I'm like, wait a minute. No. Come back. Pump the brakes. Come back. And then it's like, oh, my God, I forgot my grandfather abused me into the waffle. Da, 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 da. So,
yeah.
All right. So the things that we want to just sort of wave away, the little things are the things to pay attention to. I'm all about the detail. I'm all about what's going on in the background, not what's going on like front and center.
Right.
And I go back to that point. Go ahead.
Oh, well, no, go ahead. I was going to segue into something in the chat room.
Okay, cool.
Which
so
is
just the last. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just the last little point. Okay. And so that's why I go back to, okay, so what's his name, the president, grandstanding, throwing up the mat. Oh, I got this. I'm Rambo. I'm this. I'm that. I'm about it. No, you're not. And again, I will really focus on his eyes. And I'm like, nope, I don't buy any of this. It's where you're least looking. Sometimes I'll look at a film and I will look at the supporting actors, supporting the lead, and I'll see more nuanced acting from the supporting actors. So I like looking at the things that, you know, it's like, where's Waldo? Well, maybe I don't want to look for Waldo. Maybe I want to look for his cousin Wanda. I don't know. But just to, yeah, but it's not, it's all how, it's all where you direct your focus. So go ahead, you can segue to the chat room.
Well, I was, Raven wrote in, she said, does anyone know or follow Dr. Christian Northrup?
I love
her. I know
her.
That she
oh.
And I like her too. She said, I noticed she has a cult following like Trump. I haven't really followed a lot of what she's done. I remember reading some stuff a few years ago, but I've not really followed lot of what she's been doing lately.
Now thank you for bringing that up, Marguerite. I've listened to an audio book of hers, I guess, within the last year, Goddesses Never Age, because, you know, hello. Hello, as one does. And she's very well-spoken. I've heard her on Hay House over the years. But is something going on with her right now that people are, I wonder what context, I have to Google it. I wonder what context she's meaning.
I'm not sure. She hasn't typed it, because she had typed it in a little earlier, but I just noticed it. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, let me see. I'm going to do a little Googleation. Okay. What's going on with her? I mean, I know her. Here, let's see. Let's see if there's something. I mean, just that. I mean, she's all about women's wellness. Is there something else going on that we need to know about? I mean, I just know her as an author and someone who... she's all about, you know, disseminating the stigma of women aging and you can flourish and this, that, and the, I mean, so she's like, to me, she's like a rock star because she's very.
The vibe I get is that she's into that whole, you know, I guess I want to say the divine feminine, but definitely feminine energy.
Yeah,
and
it's such
a different approach than what we're used to. I don't know.
No, she's
if
fabulous.
That's what Marguerite's talking about.
Yeah, unless
she
wrote, like this huge Trump supporter that I don't know, and then I'll be like, no, not you.
No, she just said she has a cult following like Trump.
Right. But yeah, I'm not mad at that because it's very healthy. It's like women's health. It's
I've enjoyed her stuff over the years. I don't know how far down the rabbit hole, you know, she's gone. It's not. I don't think it's like Doreen Virtue, who was like, you know,
right.
All about.
Now that because I found that out from you, and I'm like, what? And I was so into how many card decks do we own of this bitch for like
a
how
bajillion.
Many years or whatever, right?
Right. Right.
And her show on Hay House, I was such a fan. And then you're like, oh, no, she renounced all of that. Now she's born again. I'm like, what? So, So if there's something, you know, going on with Christian Northrup that I'm not aware of, I would be very, very surprised. But maybe Marguerite means that she just has a lot of people. But, I mean, there might be something else that we don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. But we will file that. We will take that under advisement. So I will miss you guys on Thursday, but I can't wait to tell you all about my journey to New Mexico. And I'm going to meet this one of the people that I read, Bernadette. Her husband is like a shaman. So I'm just going to sniff around him to see, you know, whatever. You never know. Maybe I can connect the two of you together. You never know. You never know who you're going to meet. So
yeah.
I'm excited to meet like an actual full-on shaman. I'm excited amongst my many adventures in New Mexico. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And this show may be going on this coming Thursday at 8:30, depending on our ladyship's temperament and how she feels. But I know I will be joining Lady, or her ladyship,
her
a week from today. Her ladyship. And don't be talking to her about no Netflix, because she will not have that. That's in her rider. No green M&Ms, and don't talk about Netflix.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, all day. A week from today, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, stay safe. Take care of yourselves and each other. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you so much. Take care.
Love you guys. Bye.
Tell me something.